Well, you talk about the hurricane situation here recently with Katrina and Rita. A lot of things maybe go unnoticed with some of the other areas that were impacted. And pro fishing has had a major impact. I'll tell you, there's a lot of guys that live in Texas, a lot of guys that live in Louisiana that fish the BASS and FLW trails. With me today is David Wharton. And David, down by Jasper and Lake Sam Rayburn, that Toledo Bend area really got hit hard.
Yes, it did. We had, starting about 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, we had the eye of the hurricane came right straight over the top of us. We had sustained winds of 80 miles an hour and then gusts well over 100. So, you know, you can imagine what that did to the trees and stuff around where we are. So it's going to be a major blow for that area.
Well, you know, you have, I've been to Rayburn a lot, and you have a lot of areas where, you know, you have nice homes and that kind of thing, but you also have a lot of mobile homes, a lot of, you know, fish camps, a lot of those kind of things, and I'm sure they were devastated.
There were several areas that were, you know, hit really hard, especially especially up in the Jasper area. The eye came right over that, and, you know, when those eye walls come over, the biggest problem we had around there, you know, other than the real hard sustained wind was, there was a numerous tornadoes that really had a lot of destruction, and it's going to be a mess for a long time on the south end of Sam Rayburn there.
Well, you know, we caught you on your cell phone because phone service is relatively limited. You don't have electricity. That's a big key. You told me that probably electricity is one of the big things you're looking to get back.
Yeah, we had some major infrastructure with the loss on that. The big transmission lines coming into East Texas right in there, and then some of the substations were really destroyed. So it's gone. In fact, they told me anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks before I would have electricity back there in the Rayburn country area. That's a long time to be displaced, but we'll make it somehow.
Well, Rayburn country is right there by the stump and down in the areas, Twin Dykes Marina and some of that for some of the folks that don't know where that's at. And that is on, the east side of the lake. Tell me a little bit, kind of picture for the fans out here, what exactly this area looks like. Are the roads clear now? I mean, are there a lot of trees and stuff still in the way?
Most of the roads are cleared out. They did that relatively quickly, actually, but you know, right there where this came through the Twin Dykes area and Rayburn country areas, where probably about 90% of the tournaments on Sam Rayburn go out of. So that's going to be there were several big tournaments scheduled this time of the year, and that's going to be a major blow for that area, you know, not to have that income, because, you know, tournament fishing is a big industry for Sam Rayburn Lake. It's going to cost the guys around there quite a bit before they ever get back rolling again.
Well, and again, you mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of people, when you have a tournament, a lot of the economic impact is they come in, they stay in hotel rooms, they eat meals, they do all those kind of things. And without those tournaments, those areas for tourists could be adversely impacted pretty bad.
Oh, there's no question. They definitely will. There was a Southeast Texas Oilman tournament scheduled there this coming weekend. They have about 800 teams in it. That's, you know, probably a couple of thousand people that come in there and spend a week. So, you know, that they... You know, that's a pretty good chunk of money that the economy is going to hurt right in there. And, you know, we'll get over it. They're a strong bunch of people right in there. You got to give it to the guys that live around in there. They'll be back.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, that's a great fishery as well. Now, Toledo Bend is to the east, and, of course, Sam Rayburn right there, that middle area, you know, about 30 miles, I guess, in between. But when you talk about that area, a lot of trees down, a lot of homes damaged. You know, are people out there now, they're starting to regroup a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I talked with Tommy Martin yesterday. He lives over on Toledo Bend. He does not have a landline coming in there, and he has to drive about 6 or 7 miles to where he can even get a little bit of a signal on the cell phone. He did have some damage to his house, had a lot of trees down, but nothing real serious. Toledo Bend, I don't think, got hit quite as hard as Sam Rayburn did. They were a little bit east of the eye, so normally they get more rain on that side, but not quite as much, you know, the tornado damage that we got right where the eye wall came over.
Well, you know, I think the media does a good job of covering this type of devastation, but, you know, they really don't get the fringe areas very well. You know, they got New Orleans, of course, and Biloxi, and a lot of the areas that were impacted, but they really don't talk about some of those other areas. You know, we had a great story here recently from Greg Hackney from Gonzales. You know, he was impacted, had to go in and get his father-in-law, some of those kind of things. You know, it sometimes seems like the media doesn't cover the fringe areas where they're as adversely impacted as anywhere else.
Oh, that's absolutely true. But that's just the way it is. You know, that's the way the media does things these days. So the more dramatic areas, that's where they're going to have most of their time, spend most of their time looking at it. You know, these areas where Rita came through, actually, if there was rather sparsely, right where it came in on the Gulf down there, Sabine Pass is rather sparsely populated. But, you know, if there was a good thing about where Rita came in, it was that fact. It was not as much to tear up down there as there was where Katrina came through over there on the Mississippi coast. So on that part of it, we got rather lucky. But as it went on inland up around the lakes area, there's just tremendous damage all up through there. So it's going to be a while getting back on their feet.
Well, I know your house, you told me that it was relatively unscathed. You had some, of course, a lot of trees down. And, you know, you're kind of living out of a fifth wheel now so you can get electricity, correct?
Right, I am. Very fortunately, I have a Kite Brothers RV Center in DeRidder, Louisiana, sponsors me a fifth wheel. So I've been doing this for about 5 years now. So I got very lucky that my fifth wheel survived the storm, you know. So I've got a place to live, which is better than a lot of guys. I'm staying in an RV park up here. I'm about 2 hours north of Sam Rayburn in a town called Marshall. And there's about 80 people in the RV spot or park that I'm in, and probably 90% of them are evacuees from down on the Gulf Coast. Most of them in there have lost everything they have. All their homes are gone. It's pretty sad, actually, when you see the devastation that's down there, and then you see the actual people that live through it. So it's a hard deal to do, but we'll make it. I got a tournament to fish. I'm on Fish the Central Open up in Arkansas, so that'll get my mind off of it for a couple of weeks, and then we'll get back down here and see if we can put everything back together.
Well, I'm sure you'll become good friends with a chainsaw, what it sounds like. And have you had a chance to go look at the lake? I mean, have we got a lot of trees down and that kind of thing on the lake as well, a lot of debris floating, some of those kind of things?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot. The northeast side, which is, you know, the north shore of Rayburn is going to have a whole lot of laydowns to fish, I promise you, because there's going to be a lot of trees laying off into the lake. Fortunately, the lake was about 5 feet low when this came through, so it was able to, you know, the rain that we got about 9 to 11 inches of rain. And so the lake was able to hold the rain without flooding any, you know, below it. So that was one of the good things, the lake being low like that. But probably one of the good things that have come out of this is that about two or three months here, there will be very few people out on Rayburn fishing. So maybe the fish get an opportunity to kind of group up again and get ready to see an artificial bait when we get back out there.
Well, no doubt about it. And this is a time of year when it can be extra special fishing out there. But, you know, you also have to be very careful. And there's really no infrastructure in place to be able to go down there and stay anyway. So folks need to kind of probably stay away, right?
I would say yes. That's true. I know the Jasper area really got hurt bad. I know Rayburn Country, they're, you know, the hotel and motels, they're not going to have electricity. They are considered a rural area, so it's going to be several weeks before we get electricity back in that area. Hopefully, in the town of Jasper itself, maybe they were looking at 3 to 4 weeks of getting electricity in there. So, you know, it's going to be a while.
Well, you know, David, I guess probably folks could go into the Jasper Chamber of Commerce website and maybe find some things about that. Of course, the Salvation Army, as well as the other charitable organizations, you could give and pinpoint your money towards that. And folks need to do that if they can. But, you know, we're all thinking about you guys down there. You guys have been great legends, and all of us here at Bass Fan are really concerned about you and wanted to make sure we had an opportunity to talk to you, make sure that folks knew what's going on with the anglers in that area.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you a whole lot, Terry. And just pray for all the guys down there. I think we're going to be okay. I know some of us lost some stuff, but, you know, material things we can replace.
Well, David, thanks for being with me. We'll be looking out for you, and please keep us posted on what's going on the recovery down there at Sam Rayburn. We'd appreciate that as well.
I sure will. Thank you a whole bunch, Terry.
I am Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.